理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 10. And one of the items in the catalogue is listed as VFD, which is the secret that the Quagmires tried to tell us about right before they were kidnapped, Klaus finished.
This is terrible, Esme said, and took a sip of the parsley soda she had insisted on pouring for herself before the Baudelaire orphans could tell her everything they had discovered. Then she had insisted on settling herself on the innest couch, in her favourite sitting room, and that the three children sit in three chairs grouped around her in a semicircle before they could relate the story of Gunther's true identity, the secret passageway behind the sliding elevator doors, the scheme to smuggle the Quagmires out of the city, and the surprising appearance of those three mysterious initials as the description of lot number 50. The three siblings were pleased that their guardian had not dismissed their findings, or argued with them about Gunther, or the Quagmires, or anything else, but instead had quietly and calmly listened to every detail. In fact, Esme was so quiet and calm that it was disconcerting, a word which here means a warning that the Baudelaire children did not heed in time.
"This is the least smashing thing I have ever heard," Esme said, taking another sip of her inn beverage. "Let me see if I have understood everything you have said. Gunther is, in fact, Count Olaf in disguise."
"Yes," Violet said. "His boots are covering up his tattoo, and his monocle makes him scrunch his face up to hide his one eyebrow.
And he has hidden away the Quagmires in a cage at the bottom of my elevator shaft," Esme said, putting her soda glass down on a nearby table.
"Yes," Klaus said. "There's no elevator behind those doors. Somehow Gunther removed it so he could use the shaft as a secret passageway."
"And now he's taken the Quagmires out of the cage," Esme continued, "and is going to smuggle them out of the city by hiding them inside lot number 50 of the inn auction."
"Caxrat,"
Sunny said, which meant, "You got it, Esme."
"This is certainly a complicated plot," Esme said. "I'm surprised that young children such as yourself are able to figure it out, but I'm glad you did."
She paused for a moment and removed a speck of dust from one of her fingernails.
"And now there's only one thing to do. We'll rush right to Veblen Hall and put a stop to this terrible scheme. We'll have Gunther arrested and the Quagmires set free. We better leave right this minute."
Esme stood up and beckoned to the children with a faint smile. The children followed her out of the sitting room and past 12 kitchens to the front door, exchanging puzzled glances. Their guardian was right, of course, that they should go to Veblen Hall and expose Gunther and his treachery, but they couldn't help wondering why the city's sixth most important financial adviser was so calm when she said it. The children were so anxious about the Quagmires that they felt as if they were jumping out of their skin. But Esme led the Baudelaires out of the penthouse as if they were going to the grocery store to purchase whole wheat flour, instead of rushing to an auction to stop a horrible crime. As she shut the door of the apartment and turned to smile at the children again, the three siblings could see no sign of anxiousness on her face, and it was disconcerting.
"Klaus and I will take turns carrying you, Sunny," Violet said, lifting her sister up. "That way the trip down the stairs will be easier for you."
"Oh, we don't have to walk down all those stairs," Esme said.
"That's true," Klaus said. "Sliding down the banisters will be much quicker."
Esme put one arm around the children and began walking them away from the front door. It was nice to receive an affectionate gesture from their guardian, but her arm was wrapped around them so tightly that they could scarcely move, which was also disconcerting.
"We won't have to slide down the banisters, either," she said.
"Then how'll we get down from the penthouse?" Violet asked.
Esme stretched out her other arm and used one of her long fingernails to press the up button next to the sliding doors. This was the most disconcerting thing of all, but by now, I'm sorry to say, it was too late.
"We'll take the elevator," she said, as the doors slid open, and then with one last smile, she swept her arm forward and pushed the Baudelaire orphans into the darkness of the elevator shaft.